team that was mentioned many times to win the Western Conference, and Ubley pouring it on them right now.
9:29 left in this game in front of us. 18-0, Harbor Beach leads. Bannack's on offense, and it's a direct snap to Ryan Wehner, and it's fumbled in the backfield, and his handoff is going to have to be pounced on at the 25-yard line. It's going to be a loss of 2 yards. Sets up a third down, 12 yards to go at the 25-yard line.
Wehner and Clancy are the main ball handlers for the Hatchets, and the second they've gone away from those two guys, they have just had not a lot of success. Jesse Nye getting the carry there and fumbling the football for the second time. He was able to recover it, but a wasted play, a loss of 2 yards, and now all of a sudden it's third and 12 for your offense that's been struggling. These are positions you do not want your offense to be in. You'd rather third and four, third and five, third and six. Let's see what Ryan Wehner and company can do.
Third and 12, and it's a direct hand snap to Ryan Wehner coming around the left side. He has lead blockers. Robert Emming trying to chase him down, and he will have the first down. He gets tackled out of bounds right at the first down marker. It will be a 12-yard gain for Ryan Wehner, and more than likely will have the first down and enough to move the chains.
I know you can't give it to him every time, Clark, but they're going to have to find a way to get him the ball because he's very good with it. If you notice, he took the snap. He faked a pitch to the back going in the other direction and then showed off his wheels. He got one nice block is all he needed and then one juke, and he hits the sideline and had enough momentum to reach across that first down marker and what we believe is enough for a Bad Axe Hatchet first down.
And they're bringing out the chains to make sure as the ball is about 1 yard away from the sideline. And they're pulling them tight. And it looks like they're short by about that much, maybe 2-3 lengths of chain, and so they're going to bring it back to the left hash to make sure they have this in the exact right location.
I'm not sure. Obviously the play was as far away from us as possible, Clark, but I thought Ryan Wehner had plenty of room to get that first down. Obviously the near sideline judge says not so fast and puts him down just short a couple chain lengths of the first down, but no question about it. In this type of the game, this is a must-go for Bad Axe. They got to find a way to get that portion of a yard and get a fresh set of downs for their offense.
Fourth down and 3 inches to go for Bad Axe at their own 37-yard line.
Exactly 3 inches or?
Maybe four.
Maybe four.
I can't. My vision's starting to fail on me, so I'm not quite sure.
It gets better as the season goes on.
Yes, indeed. Single wing to the right. Two men in the backfield and those half wings on the far right, including a wide receiver. There's the snap to Ryan Wehner. Harbor Beach coming to the ball, and they have him in the backfield, and this will be enough for a turnover of downs. Harbor Beach's defense coming to the game, and Jacob Deere pushes right through that line, and Ryan Wehner is stopped for a 2-yard loss, and Harbor Beach will get the ball with a short field to work with.
They bunched up. They went to their wing tee offense. Everybody on the line is close. All the back running backs in the backfield were close. It goes to Wehner. He goes to the right side and runs into his own offensive linemen who have been pushed into the backfield. Harbor Beach gets the better jump off the line. They're winning the battle line of scrimmage. And Ryan Wehner had no chance to get moving. He's best at top speed. Didn't have a chance. And a Bad Axe offense stalls in their own zone, giving the Harbor Beach offense great field position. Shelkey and Lanphier in the backfield in the shotgun.
Shelkey to pass to his far right is complete to number 32. Cole Anderson still on his feet inside the 15 and finally brought down close to the 10 on the far sideline. A nice completion from Shelkey to Anderson and enough to move the chains and a whole lot more than that.
Actually, Daniel Lanphier was out at the wide receiver position. It was Cole Anderson in the backfield and he slides out of the backfield, just goes a couple yards downfield and turns around and shows his number to his quarterback, Shelkey. All the defensive backs go with those wide receivers and leave Cole Anderson wide open for a short pitch and catch of about 5 yards. Cole Anderson does the rest, runs over a Bad Axe defender and turns it into a big gain and a fresh set of downs for the Pirates.
First and 10 from the 11-yard line is Harbor Beach. Spread formation, working off the right hash. Shelkey keeps it for himself, goes around the outside left edge, and he's in for this third score of the night. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. 8:08 left in the third quarter, and now it's a four-possession ball game as Harbor Beach with now 24 points, two-point conversion upcoming.
Harbor Beach really starting to show off those tools. James Shelkey, we know, is a special player, and he shows it off there. He puts the ball in the arms of his running back, Burkhart, pulls it away when he sees the defense force their way to that side, the left side wide open, right down the teeth of the defense. Nobody there for bad access. They got to respect the wide receivers, respect these running backs who've been off to a good start, and James Shelkey makes it hurt. And Clark, this might be your favorite part of this game so far.
The PAT team is out, but the snap is away, and this way is Shelkey has nothing to do but throw it back-footed, and this one falls incomplete, and the extra point is no good. 8:08 left in the third quarter. Harbor Beach scores for the fourth time tonight. It is now Harbor Beach 24, Bad Axe nothing on the WLEW Sports Network.
Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know, there is a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers.
Hi, this is Gary Rauchy. Remember, if you want to be really cool, see Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the East End of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Harbor Beach 24 as they score in just two plays, covering 14 seconds and 37 yards. Harbor Beach will be kicking off to Bad Axe from their own 40-yard line, right to left across your radio. Kendall Gentner, you would call him a pretty big kicker. 5'11", 200-pound junior, plays guard and nose guard. You don't see that in the Big Ten. Kendall Gentner's kick comes in at the 24-yard line, brought in by Jack Clancy, dives back into the middle of the field, and players are diving all over those white jerseys, and he's brought down at the 25 for not much of a return at all. It's going to be first and 10 for Bad Axe at their own 25-yard line, 75 yards in front of them before a score.
And Devin Finkel making that tackle on special teams for Harbor Beach. Jack Clancy bringing in that kick with a chance to make something happen, but he spends more time running sideways than up the field, runs long ways, but does not gain anything on that return. So the Bad Axe Hatchets will have 75 yards to go to get their first score of the season. And they're much need, Clark, of a first down. That's what they really need the most. We'll see if they can find a way to spring Ryan Wehner free or another Bad Axe Hatchet back.
Ryan Wehner gets the direct snap, chucks this one downfield, and it's nearly intercepted by James Shelkey as the pass was intended for Devin Maxwell. But James Shelkey in good coverage got in front of that just barely enough and may have tipped it away from Maxwell. Incomplete pass. Now second down, 10 yards to go from the 25.
I don't mind the play action call. You haven't had any luck running the football, but if I'm throwing it somewhere, Clark, it's not in the area of James Shelkey. You do not want to throw it there because he has the absolute ability to take that ball away and take it the other direction if need be. But again, I'd like the play call of play action. You need to get something going for your offense, and you get a big game like that, that certainly can change momentum for your offense.
Second down, 10 to go from the 25-yard line. Single wing to the right. Working off that just inside the right hash. A little bit of a high snap into Jack Clancy. Hands it off to Ryan Wehner. And here comes Bad Axe. Harbor Beach's front line. Zach Schweitzer and Evan Smiglinski diving in. And he's going to bring him down way back in the backfield, but a flag flies on the near sideline, close to the tackle.
That's going to be an easy one, Clark. Smiglinski's going to get it for the face mask, I think. In high school football, are they all personal fouls, Clark?
There's a 5-yard and a 15, yes.
It'll be a 5-yard variety. He didn't use it to bring him down, but he initially grabbed.
7:48 left in the third.
Oh, it's definitely going to be on Evan Smiglinski, but I believe his mic is not working very well right now, Clark, but I believe it was the 5-yard variety.
So it will be, instead of a almost 10-yard loss, they're going to push him back.
Oh, they did give him the 15
yards. The 15 yards from the spot of the foul. And it's still short of the first down. No, they're actually going to, it was enough for a first down.